This is Shop Talk, our weekly discussion of journalism issues. I'm Rich Egger.
I'm Jonathan Aul.
And I'm Jasmine Creighton.
The Republican National Convention was held this past week, and the Democratic Convention is being held this week. And Jonathan, we thought maybe we'd pick your brain a little bit because you have actually gone to a national convention and covered one about 10 or 12 years ago.
I covered the 2004 Republican National Convention for Illinois Public Radio. Bill Wheelhouse and I were in New York for that entire week, and we covered the Illinois delegation, and those stories ended up airing on public radio stations all around the state, including this one. So if you were listening at the time, you heard our dispatches from that convention. And I will say that while in the last, you know, this week and last week, you hear a lot of people reminiscing about, you know, they've covered umpty conventions since the 70s or 60s. I did the one. So that is my total experience covering.
And what was that experience like? I mean, is that a really busy week when you're working as a reporter?
I think it really depends on how you approach it. And you know, because there's a lot of different ways to approach it, and it really depends on what audience you're trying to serve and how you're trying to serve them. Since we were covering for Illinois Public Radio, National Public Radio obviously was covering the national story quite thoroughly. So Bill and I approached it that we really wanted to bring the Illinois story to the audience. So what we did was pretty much follow around the Illinois delegation. And what their day typically was like was they started with a delegation breakfast in the hotel where they were staying, and they usually had a speaker. And then after that, they'd have some event planned during the day. For example, one day they went to a Boys and Girls Club and helped them repaint one of their activity rooms as kind of a service project. One day they took a cruise of New York Harbor, so that was more of a social gathering for the delegation. And then one time they visited Grant's tomb because at the time New York had just cleaned up Grant's tomb, and there was this very strange thing a few years earlier where then Treasurer Judy Bartopinka was disgusted with the state of Grant's tomb in New York and was actually petitioning to have the grave moved from New York to Galena, Illinois, where Grant had lived briefly during his life. And some people saw that proposal as the impetus for New York to clean up Grant's tomb, so they visited Grant's tomb.
You were in New York then just a few years after the terrorist attacks of September 11th, 2001. Mm-hmm. So what was security like at this convention?
Intense. That harbor cruise that I mentioned, there was a New York City police boat that just did circles around our boat while we were going through the harbor. And so that was quite a bit. The hotel we stayed at, there was, and we came and went at a lot of strange hours. There were never fewer than five officers standing at the door of the hotel. And usually there was a canine unit with them. You know, getting into the Madison Square Garden, which was the actual convention site, took a long time. Credentials were checked numerous times at numerous points along the way. Protesters were kept at certain distances. It was intense.
Now, we've seen the topic of plagiarism debated at this last RNC. We've seen a speaker not endorse the candidate. How does the one that you covered compare to this year's convention?
Well, and it was incredibly boring by relative standards because, you know, at 2004, there was a sitting president who was uncontested really in the primaries who was going to be renominated to run for a second term. So it was really without any of the drama that we saw with the Republicans last week or the Democrats now that, you know, Debbie Wasserman Schultz is stepping down amid some email leaks. So it was, by those standards, it seemed to be relatively calm. Although in Illinois, something very strange was going on at the time. And in 2004, that's when this young upstart named Barack Obama was running for Senate on the Democratic side. The Republicans were going to put Ryan up against him.
Jack Ryan.
Jack Ryan, who ended up stepping down because of some sordid things that came out in his divorce decree from then actress Jeri Ryan. So the Republicans were without a candidate, and they decided in whatever wisdom they had to bring in Alan Keyes, who never lived in Illinois. They got an apartment in, I think, Calumet City. So there was that was the drama that was there. It wasn't at the national level. It was at the state level. And in addition, there were some – Alan Keyes said some things about Dick Cheney's daughter, which ended up being – you know. So there was a lot of drama at the state level, but not at the federal level.
I'm wondering, in general, what both of you think regarding these conventions. You mentioned there was not much drama that week, Jonathan, and in general, it seems like there's not much drama at these national conventions. Are they just made for TV events to sort of, I guess, advertise the party and the candidate and really get the ball rolling on the fall election? Or is there some value to covering these events so closely?
Well, if they weren't made for TV events before, they sure are now with Donald Trump being the nomination for Republican president. I think there is something important to cover regardless. I mean, you have all these important people in one room. They're all talking about their candidates. They're hopefully talking about the issues. We've seen actually kind of a lack of that at the last RNC. And I've been watching that pretty faithfully for the last week. I think that's interesting. In fact, Ivanka Trump was someone they were talking about. And now people are talking about, well, maybe Ivanka Trump will be running for president in the future. And that's kind of a setup, just like you saw with Barack Obama kind of being set up back in 2004, which was, I thought, pretty obvious back then. But I think it's worthwhile to cover, even if it is kind of a dog and pony show, because some things do come out of it. And we saw Ted Cruz, who was not received very well towards the end of his speech, and that ended up being something that people have followed since then. And then I think he really kind of stuck to his guns there the next day when he was talking to delegates from Texas. So that's all things that are being covered. I think those are important issues to look at, even if it is seeming to be a made-for-TV kind of drama.
Is it worth covering? I think it all depends on how you cover it. You know, in 2004, even though it may not have been much drama or controversy, I think Bill and I did a really good job of bringing a lot of important information about what the state party was doing at this national convention to listeners. I think that, you know, in this past week, we heard the dichotomy of what was actually in the platform that was passed compared to some of Donald Trump's own comments during his acceptance speech in terms of the LGBTQ community. You know, I think there's stories there if you cover them. If you cover it as a party, then no, it's not worth it. If you cover it and look for the substantial issues and stories, then yes, it can be.
Well, even a detail like you mentioned, the Republicans going out and doing some public service activities in New York City for the week they were there, or at least for one day, that's something you normally don't hear about. And that's, I guess, sort of a behind the scenes or a smaller story that might not be of interest on the national level, but to people in Illinois, I think it's kind of an interesting thing to know.
And I think that you know, right now we get a lot of they're giving a lot of attention to the bloggers and the people who make their living on Twitter and who are trying to be at the parties and hear gossip and send out little pieces of information. And I don't find that valuable as an audience member, but some of the in-depth reports telling us the stories that you're not hearing somewhere else, yeah, I think that's very valuable.
Hey, we need to wrap things up for today. Our listeners can join us again next week at this time for more of Shop Talk.